just here with your fishing report for June 4th. Over the past week here, I've been fishing up on Mille Lacs quite a bit and around the Alexandria area. And lucky for me, they've both been phenomenal areas to be fishing. Mille Lacs is, just touch on that shortly, it doesn't seem to matter where you are out there, whether you're in 3 foot of rocks or 34 foot out on the mud. The fishing seems to be great, just about any technique. I've been using bobbers to spinners, to lindy rigs, and with leeches, and doing very good. I know a good friend of mine was out there with crankbaits and did very well on that as well. So if you're looking for a lot of fish, not a lot of keepers, you do get enough to eat you generally, you know, but you probably have to go through quite a few fish to get those, which is a great time. Catch a lot of big fish over 20 inches, a lot of 22 to 26 inch fish. There's not too many places you can go in the probably the world and catch that kind of quality of and numbers. So you might want to give that a look at up there. Otherwise, Alexandria here has just been just as hot. You know, size will be more on the eater size for the most part. A lot of 15 to 19 inch fish. And some smaller too, you know, but you get a lot of the nice eater fish, probably about, I don't know, been hitting about half and half, you know, half maybe 14 to 12, and then the other half would be the nice 15 to 19 inch fish with a couple, you know, over 20 inches that you want to let go too. But as far as techniques, they, you know, switched over from the minnow bite for the most part. You can still use it, still catch fish on a jig and minnow, but they seem to be preferring a leech and a lindy rig or a crawler and a lindy rig. Actually this past week here, we've been doing real good with leeches and bobbers, just suspended over the vegetation, the new vegetation that's popping up, doing very good with that. And then actually just yesterday, we just crushed them. One of my guides actually called me and said that he was just pounding them on the spinners and crawlers. So I think he probably had, what do you have, 60 some fish yesterday. You know, I usually don't throw out numbers there because it can be a little misconstrued, but you know, when the bite's on, it's on. And but I mean, not on your average day out there, you know, if you get, you know, 15 to 25 fish and be able to keep, you know, a nice 8-10 fish for the fry pan, I mean, that's a great day of fishing. And something you should really, you know, be proud of if you can put that together. But the bite's great. A lot of lakes to choose from. Seems like the shallow lakes to the deep lakes right now, everything's been pretty darn good. The water temp's up to about 62, 63. So, yeah, we're in prime time already. And the walleyes are got the feed bag on. So, you know, they're hitting from anything from that slow presentation of the bobber to the fast presentation with the spinner blades. So, yeah, if you want to want some great fishing, be another great place to go up here by Alec. A lot of lakes, and probably only a little under two hours from the cities there, so a great option for a little, you know, one day trip even, or a weekend trip going up and spend the night. But I'll keep you up to date as far as how the fishing goes here and how it progresses. But right now everything, you know, seems to be going. You know, if you want to hit the water, you might want to grab some leeches, minnows, and crawlers, kind of a big mix right now. That'll switch over probably to where it'll be just leeches and crawlers here shortly. But minnows are still a good option if you can find some good ones. So, I'll keep you up to date. Until next time, I'm Joe Segura. Have a good one.